And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. You can hear him coughing in the background there. Hey, in the studio with us, we have a great show lineup for today. Sean from Fisherman's Processing and Don from Ann's and Knives, where we're going to be introducing a brand new series of knives that has been developed by the guys at Fish Pros. So you stay tuned. We're going to be talking some fishing, some cutting, and more on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on 97.3 The Fan.
When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS Echo Sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trax 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trax 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trax reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trax Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. You know, Pete, there's always certain shows that happen where I get so pumped up because I have so many personal questions to ask. And, like, this is like the combining of two worlds. And every time Sean is on, there's so many things about fishing and fish processing, things like that. But now getting to talk knives, like, this is like two worlds colliding.
Yeah.
Like, I'm worried that I'm going to take up all the time with all the questions I got for everybody. This is going to be a great show.
And I just posted on our Facebook as well as on our Instagram a picture of us each holding the brand new F.P. Cormier series of Anza knives. And good morning, Sean. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, boys?
Hey, so check those knives out. It's they're quite something. So tell us, Sean, how did it all start?
Yeah, Fish Pro series.
How did the Fish Pro series? Well, I mean, of course, you guys
live with knives at Fisherman's Crossing.
It's our daily routine. But
right.
As you might remember, you introduced Donnie and I at Fred Hall Long Beach, and it kind of took off from there. Donnie said, hey, come take a look at my fillet knives, and I did. And they were really nice knives, and I thought, you know what? There's room for improvement here. And so Donnie and I got to talking. Next thing I know, we're saying, okay, we got a new series. We're going to call it the Fish Pro, and we're going to have a 6-inch. We're going to have a 6-inch skinner. We're going to have an 8-inch. We're going to have a 10-inch. And overnight, Donnie and I had this thing all
clicked.
Planned out in our head.
Wow.
So
and
cool.
And we were so both excited about it that it didn't take till now to get the thing on the market. Like, we have the knives ready to go.
Yeah, and you had influence from, of course, all your top cutters at Fisherman's Processing,
yeah, definitely.
Like the Master Raymond. And
we had Raymond involved. John Randall, who's been in the year, he's at least 150 years old now. So I think he's been working since he was 10. So he's been around for 140 years. And, he gave me a lot of great feedback. He knows a lot about knives. He's had a knife in his hand for many, many years.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But Raymond was instrumental. All my cutters, I opened the forum for anybody to give me feedback. And then Donnie made it happen with Anza. He talked to his knife makers, and he translated from what I said to him to the knife, and they came out perfect.
They just nailed it. That's cool.
So how'd that all work, Don? How did you go? How did you tell them? How to make these knives that the guys, after getting the input from them.
Yeah, that's what I'm fascinated by. Like, how does it go from a conversation to what we see in front of us?
Well, what we've done is we've got feedback from a lot of the people like Raymond and Sean at Fish Pro. So that's what we did, and we kind of went with that. It's been a lot of hard work. It's a lot of prototypes, a lot of changes. Sean came into our shop, seen what we're all about. There's a lot of sparks flying in there. So
yeah.
That's awesome.
It's all belt sounders and grinders, U.S. made, but I couldn't be more excited about the series. I really couldn't.
Yeah, and you've been working with Anza and selling Anza knives for how many years? How does this series rack up as far as fillet knives in your eyes?
This series is incredible. It really is.
Yeah.
When you put it
What's so amazing about it?
Well, everything, but the handles. So there's four knives in the series. All the handles are the same. So what that does for like the guys at Fisherman's Processing is they get used to that handle. So that's a good thing about it, and that's why they're all the same handle. The blade designs are different, but everything else is, you know, the handle's the same.
The handle is, you grip it and you have a grip on it.
It's an extension on your hand. I mean, it's an extension from your hand.
Yeah.
So it's, especially when you're using it in the capacity that Sean and his crew is using it in. That will tell you something. Like, this is why I'm so excited about it. When you have a processing plant using your product, and it's just the ultimate compliment.
Yeah, especially somebody like Fisherman's Processing, where there's an unlimited amount of choices, you know, and they process so much product, they're not ever going to use something that's inferior for the sake of, oh, you're my buddy, so I'll use these. Like, it just doesn't work like that. You know, I mean, you know what's in the hands of those cutters is the single best thing possible. So what a cool feeling that it's the knives that you guys made in your hands in San Diego.
Yep. And don't forget, the handle, like, my guys have these things in their hand for 8 to 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's made for
so
comfort.
Your guys helped Don and his knife makers develop the handle.
We completely, yes. Between Don and I, we figured out the handle and the comfort, and we got exactly what we needed to hold a knife for 8 to 10 hours and not have something digging into your hand funny.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, but it also had to be easy to clean. You got to keep your, you know, it's got to be very, like a smooth surface, but it can't fall out of your hand, but you need it to be cleanable.
Well, I'm gripping this knife like the one we're giving away today, which we'll talk more about later, and it just feels right in your hand. Like the size and everything about it.
Yeah.
And so, Don, how does this differ from your previous handles?
What we've done is we put the micarta a little bit higher up on the blade.
The what?
The micarta handle.
Micarta. What is micarta?
Micarta is basically an indestructible composite.
Uh-huh.
So military, law enforcement love using them. You know, what they do is it grips in a wet and blood environment, and that's why it's so good in the kitchen. It's so good when you're, you know, on your boat, you're carving fish. I mean, that's why. The handle is just really good. It feels so good in your hand. The difference is our other models that we made in the past, when you put on your finger groove, you would have it, and it would kind of get into your finger a little bit, which is okay for, you know, everyday, you know, like, just going out fishing and stuff, but when you use it 8 to 10 hours a day, That's why we've made some changes. So I don't know. I love all the changes. I really do. The blade's still high carbon steel, tool steel, U.S. made, local company. And, you know, I do want to thank the crew at Anza Knives and all their hard work as well, because we've all worked together on this, and we've came up with.
How long did it take to develop?
Took a long time. What do you think, Sean? I don't know. It feels like
from March, Fred Hall,
till now,
till about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. And you know what? The first thing that I look at, I hold this the 6-inch. This series is called the FP Gourmet.
The Fish Pro.
Fish Pro series.
Fish Pro. That you're holding the Fish Pro
Fish
6.
Pro 6. So what I first thing I do when I hold a fillet knife, I kind of see what the flex is. This doesn't have a lot of flex. Why is that?
It's a little bit stiff. What that what that gives is the person holding it a lot of feedback from the what the tip's doing.
Ah.
So if the tip's right up against the ribs or the bones, right where you want it, you're feeling every rib, every bone as you go
and
down.
And that would make a difference.
So now, yeah, you get more feedback from the stiffer knife.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
And then the whole series is a little bit stiff because we want that feedback. We want to feel what the tip of that knife is doing.
Okay.
You guys, this morning when we were originally talking about it, kept going on about the fact that they're carbon steel, they're high carbon steel. You kept referencing that. What is it about that makes such a big difference?
The great thing about high-carbon steel is it holds an edge for a very long time. It's razor sharp. It's easy to put the edge back on.
Okay.
And that's the advantage to it. I mean, you know, when you look at other steels, they're soft, they're harder to sharpen, they don't hold an edge that well. And this is also going to last longer. I mean, and that helps a lot. And Fisherman's Processing, they've seen that already by using them as long as they have. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm super curious about
Here's
that.
Here's what's going on with durability. Raymond was going to the whetstone. We use a Tormek wet wheel, and to set his edge, it holds a certain angle, and Raymond likes 18 degrees. So to set his edge, every 2 to 3 days with a stainless steel blade, he was having to go back to the Tormek and reset his edge. With the Anza, every 2 to 3 weeks.
Come on.
Wow.
Yeah. No kidding.
2 to 3 weeks.
Versus 2 to 3 days.
Days.
Wow. That's
so
impressive.
All you do is just hit it with the steel in between.
Hit it with the steel.
How often does he do that?
Probably every other fish.
Every other fish.
Yeah.
Just hit it with a steel, and about every 2 weeks is all he has to do.
He went 2 weeks. He couldn't even believe it.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And he says it's still so sharp, it's just scary.
And these knives are an investment. They're $190, is that right?
They start at $185.
$185, yeah. They're an investment, but think about that.
It's also the type of tool you'll have for the rest of your life.
Like a professional doesn't have to sharpen it for 2 weeks. That means you don't have to sharpen it for like a year.
Yeah, for the normal person, this will be the last knife you need to buy.
Last
this thing will last out here. And to go back to the handle a little bit, they also pinned it. They put the brass pins in there. It's brass, right?
Yeah, brass, right.
Brass pins in there for durability. So this thing's never coming apart.
No. No. I've been using Anza knives since I met Don, and they're beyond anything I've ever used before. They're just like, they're the best. And you add in this new series that is designed for cutting fish.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the knife you need to own.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how do we get them?
Well, you can go to FP Gourmet and get it through fpgourmet.com. We have them there. You can order them online. We can ship them, whatever you need done.
Okay.
But also, Anza Knives has them for sale also.
That's right. We have them on our website right now at anzaknives.com.
Anzaknives.com.
So you can get them there too. And then any fish shows that come up or...
You're going to be at both Fred Hall shows.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of course. And you're still doing the gun shows, too.
Yes, you can find them there as well.
Yeah, so you'll have them there. So in addition to that, at fpgourmet.com, which you can access through the Let's Talk Hookup website by going to Fisherman's Processing. We'll have to put a link up for FP Gourmet also. And then going to the market.
The market.
Right? And so you have fish rubs, seasonings, pokey mix. You have all your things on there, dog treats. And now, of course, the FP
the
Fish series.
Bros, yep.
Yeah, the Fish Bros series there. So it shows kind of the designs of the knives, the different designs.
Mm-hmm.
But the best way to do it is to come to Fisherman's Processing, and you actually have them on display.
You absolutely can buy them right out of the store at Fisherman's Processing. You can touch them, feel them, look at them, you know, do your thing with them.
You go in the back and cut with them?
That would be the next step. Yeah. Yeah. Good idea.
You have like a sample tuna there. It's like, here, go ahead and take a cut on
take
this.
Take a little top loin off this.
Yeah. These things are so scary sharp, we keep a cover on them even when we're showing people.
That's cool.
Yeah. They're sharp.
There's four knives in the series, is that right?
Four knives. A six inch skinny knife that's kind of the wide one that you'll see, and then an 8 inch and a 10 inch.
Okay.
So each knife serves a different purpose. You know, the 6-inch is what we kind of use to take down the big tuna or the day-to-day fish. That's how we take the loins off. Raymond loves that 6S, which is the skinner. That's what Raymond uses as his go-to knife. Then as you start trimming off bloodline and skin, you want to get into the little longer, maybe the 8-inch or the 10-inch. But for the nice final trimming, all the detailed work, that's where you get that 10-inch. You get the nice smooth slices. That's what you want out of a 10-inch.
As a guy like myself, which I am, I mean, I'm going to make an investment in one of these knives. Where does a guy like me start? You know what I mean? Like, sure, it'd be nice to have every one, but to get things started, I want to make an investment in a really good fillet knife, and I mostly cut yellowtail and tuna and things like that. Like, what's the first knife in the series? And maybe I'll love it so much that I'll make the investment in all of them, but to get things started, like, where does a guy like me start, and which knife do you see as, like, the front runner of a, you know, of an average person like myself, nowhere near a Raymond, you know? How does the average guy start his collection?
I think most people are going to fall in the 6 or 8.
Okay.
Most people are going to go there. The 6S gives it's a member of the feedback I talked about, the stiffness and the feedback. The 6S, that's what that blade's all about. That's why it's shaped that way. That's why you get a different feedback from that. And Raymond loves what he feels from that knife. He can feel every bone as he works.
But that knife may not be suitable for everybody.
It may be a little out of people's comfort zone because it's a little different. But it's a great knife. I've cut with it. I get what he's saying when he likes feedback. But I'm a 6. I like just a straight 6.
The 6.
Yeah, old guy, you know.
Yeah. That's your favorite. Okay.
But right. The 8
so that's one that you would recommend people start
6
with.
Or 8 would be six probably where eight. I would start. If you normally use an 8-inch knife, get the 8-inch. If you normally use a 6,
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us, Don, about Anza Knives. I mean, you've talked on the show before about Anza Knives. How did it all start?
It started with Charlie Davis 40 years ago, and you know, he wanted to make a handmade knife out of a file, all U.S.-made belt sanders and grinders, old school. It's all old school. Like I said That's before, cool. I mean, you go in there, there's sparks flying. I mean, there's no laser-cutting machines. There's no, we haven't changed anything.
That's awesome.
I mean, Charlie hasn't changed anything.
Everything's handmade.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all handmade. And so Charlie started it, and we were making them out of files. We made them out of, you know, leaf springs or cars and, you know, Asplund Tree Trimming Company blades and bandsaw, I mean, everything. All high carbon.
Yeah.
That's the key. And right now, this is all spring steel. So it's 1095 tool steel. That's what it is. And so that's what we've done. And we make them a bunch of knives for military, law enforcement. I got, you know, a lot of agents that are carrying them, you know, everything. Collectors. I mean, we do a little bit of everything.
And why high-carbon steel?
It's just so sharp. It holds an edge for so long.
Holds the edge.
It holds the edge, and it's easy to sharpen.
Yes.
And that's what people want because they get very frustrated with stainless steel and other steels when they're sitting there sharpening it all the time.
Doesn't hold an edge. You have to sharpen it a lot. You have to take time to sharpen it.
I'm that guy too, and I'm not good at sharpening. I just, you know, it's a weak point in my game that I wish was better. But I'm just, you know, I'm not good at sharpening a knife, and I wish that I was. So to have something that holds an edge that can be just maintained with a steel is a huge deal for somebody like me.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it just makes things so much easier. I don't want to be sitting there sharpening my knife when you're filleting fish or in the kitchen and sharpening it all the time. That's the full advantage to ours, and it's U.S. made.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know, Rick, but for guys that do have trouble sharpening knives and don't know, Fisherman's Processing put out a YouTube video on our YouTube channel.
Okay.
And I take you through we use the wet wheel, but you can kind of take what you want from it. But we got the wet wheel from Tormach that I use, and then the Norton three-way oil stone, and then our steels that we use. And I take you step by step through using.
Oh, that's really cool. I didn't know that.
So
yeah,
if you
great.
Want to see how we do it, that's, you know, there's many ways to skin a cat, but this video shows how we do it.
And that's awesome. Available at Fisherman's Processing on your website?
On YouTube. I think we actually have a link from our website.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Oh, man. So much cool stuff to cover today. in addition to the great fishing that's going on, having these two guys in here, this is just going to be an awesome one. And we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan this morning. Again, 833-288-0973 is going to be your opportunity to talk to Don, talk to Sean, and as Pete had kind of just teased up there, we are giving away such a killer prize. Somebody is going to win a brand new 6-inch Fish Pro Series knife from Anza Knife. As you said, I mean, this is $180 value, the highest of high end in a fisherman's fillet knife. Yeah. It's the 6S that we're giving away today, right? The regular six.
The regular one, this knife right here. And it has the famous Anza Knife leather sheath that comes along with
it.
Yeah.
Sean's favorite, my next knife, unbelievable opportunity for somebody.
So here's the deal. We have some issues with the phones this morning. Adam, I'm going to clarify from Adam during the break here what's going on, but he may not be able to hear you. But when you call, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we got you. We're
going to figure it out. We'll see what happens here during the break. So.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. And if you want to give us a call this morning, join in on that fun. Again, 833-288-0973. That's your opportunity to get through. We got so much great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Tired of asking your smart speaker for the time? How about using it to listen to the best sports talk in town? Duh. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, so we figured out what's going on with the phones. For some reason, we can't hear you when you call. So basically what Adam's going to do, if there's a line available, he's going to put you on hold. And you'll know when you're on hold. So if you're on hold, just stand by. We're going to get to you. You won't be talking to Adam, but that goes for our hotline guys too, our reporters and all that stuff too. So,
and it should be known too that we are still able to collect your phone number.
Yeah,
so
we
no prize, no issue with you hopefully winning this killer knife that we're giving away at the end of the show. And we will definitely be able to contact you after the show's over, hopefully to tell you you're the big winner of this 6-inch Fish Pro knife.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll resolve this issue here.
Yeah,
before the show's over. So in the meantime, all the lines are full. But we know who you are.
No surprise
there.
We've
got you on the line, so we'll get you. So let's start it off with Bart Hall. What's up, Bart?
Hey, Bart, good morning.
Well, good morning. That was interesting. I'd never talked to Adam, and I was just listening to you. It's great.
Yeah, so it works. We knew it was. See, we know who you
are. Yeah, you did. You knew. By the way, Sean, Don, everybody, hello.
Hi, Bart. How's it going?
I just wanted to tell you, this is I got that knife from you at the Friends of Rollo thing, and I just was fortunate enough to catch some yellowtail. So I brought five nice yellowtail home, and I had them just gutted, and I wanted to play with that knife. And I want to tell you, it was absolutely a joy to work with. And I know that one I got is probably not the top of the line for you, but it worked beautifully, even to where I took the collars off. Usually I use a different tool to take the collars off. I did it with that. It was really wonderful. It was a great knife. And
which one did you get, Bart?
Well, the one that he was given when you bought $200 worth of tickets at the Fred Zarrillo deal. You know, so it was a really nice experience. And I wasn't sure I hadn't used one before, so it was great. I wanted to tell you that and say thank you.
It's a cut above.
Well, thank you, Bart. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a difference between. Now, how did you care for that knife? One thing we haven't mentioned is caring for high carbon steel. You can't just necessarily just wipe it off and put it away, right?
So I don't know if I'm supposed to or not, but that's what I do. So
yeah.
Well, the way to do it, Pete, is you want to make sure that you wipe it off, let it dry, and then put a little bit of oil on it.
Like food grade oil, like food grade olive oil, any canola type, oil, any type seed of oil.
Yes, absolutely.
Whatever.
Absolutely. Any type of cooking oil.
Yeah. So. If you're using that knife to cut fish with.
So clean it, dry it, and then whatever. You got olive oil sitting on your kitchen counter, put a little bit on your fingers, rub it over the blade, throw it back in its scabbard, and call it a day.
Absolutely. And also, these are great in the kitchen, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you always have that in the kitchen as well. And
is that something every time you use it, you need to put oil on it?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just wipe it down, let it dry. I mean, it takes a couple of minutes. Put oil on it. But the advantage that you get for a little bit of use and care far outweighs having to do that with your
blade. Yeah, no
doubt. Oh, my God,
It's just, it's not even close.
So
it's
go crazy. Get that knife out of the drawer right now and put some oil on it, Bart.
Well, yeah, I already did. I'm ahead of you.
Okay,
but
good.
I got to get that new one because it sounds great. I mean, I cook basically every day. I have a lot of tools, knife tools, and now I'm really excited about the fish processing Pro line. What is it called again?
Fish Pro Series.
Fish Pro Series. I want it.
Yeah, hey, you and me both, buddy. I'm with you, Bart.
You're going to definitely want this. All right, Bart. Well, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. And I'll tell you what, the phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Roy? Roy's calling us from San Diego this morning. Roy, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everything going?
What's up, Roy? Great. Good morning.
Hey, great. Question for Sean. When you guys smoke fish or when you're choosing to smoke fish, is there a certain fish type you're using, you're choosing? I mean, I hear a lot of smoked salmon, smoked tuna, whatnot stuff, but maybe some of the other fish you don't hear, maybe a rockfish or a halibut or something. Is there a special fish that is better to smoke as opposed to another one?
We stick to the fish that they're catching at the time. Generally speaking, it's going to be yellowfin tuna or yellowtail or wahoo in the winter months. We don't smoke too much of like halibut or lingcod because it's just so good, you know, fried or breaded or whatever however you're going to cook it. Generally, people don't smoke those fish. They stick to the main game fish, you know, the yellowfin, the yellowtail, the wahoo, and those kind of fish.
Can you do different types of fish at the same time in the smoker? Meaning, like, can you do a big chunk of yellowtail right next to a chunk of tuna? Will it come out the same, or do you try to only do one type of fish at a time?
We try to do one type of fish at a time only because a thick piece of tuna and a thin piece of yellowtail
That's what I was
are
going
to cook at different rates, and we don't want the yellowtail to be dry and we don't want the tuna to be cooked all the way through. So we try to look for a uniformity in size. Our smoker holds about 300 pound capacity.
Oh my god!
So we're doing 300 pounds of yellowtail.
That's a lot of fish. No kidding.
So we're looking for 300 pound loads when we do a smoke load. So generally speaking, like the yellowfin, the yellowtail. Some people want to do Dorado, but I don't encourage it. It's so thin, it usually dries out, and it's not as good as you think it's going to be. The Dorado just makes such good fillets.
Especially when you put it in RSW coming off on one of the long range boats. The quality of that is just amazing. All right. Hey, Roy, thanks a lot for the call. We're going to try something here. John Ireland's there. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, John.
Yeah, we're having some issues. Okay, let me explain. We're having some issues with the phone. That's why he didn't hear Adam first. So. I just went straight. I saw you ringing, went straight to you there.
Straight to the source.
Wow. So good morning, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero.
Good morning, Peter. Is Rick on with you today?
Rick is here. Buddy. Good morning. And we're joined by Sean from Fisherman's Processing and Don from Hands and Knives. Having a good time this morning.
Hi, Sean. Hi, Don.
Hi.
Well, we had another good week down here. We've actually, weather's been much nicer. Not as much wind as last week out of the east, so the afternoons have been much better, and boats have been able to get out. The fishing, about this, very much the same as last week. A better, believe it or not, kind of ironic, a better Dorado bite than there has been in the past month, or actually this season, right after the Dorado shootout.
Bigger fish now, right?
Bigger fish, of course. The week before and now the week after. Actually, there's a lot more schooling fish right now. There's a lot of 10 to 20 pounders being taken, mixed with a few good bulls. They're all inside, off from the lighthouse down to Rincon and along the boundary there where everybody's been fishing at. And they've been picking up quite a few, two or three per boat, and some nice fish. The occasional bull. We've been getting one or two bulls per day coming in the 30, 40-pound range. The yellowfin, the schools outside into the porpoise kind of died down, but they're inside. Again, off the same area as the Dorado off of Rincon there, from the lighthouse to Rincon. They're bottom fishing using chunk squid and live caballito down on the bottom and picking up some really nice yellowfin to 65 pounds. I'd say the average fish is 30, 35 pounds, something like that. And some boats are bringing in one, some boats are bringing in as many as three or four. But nice fish. A lot of billfish around as well right now, as it has been for the last month, 2 months. A lot of striped marlin on the same bank from La Rivera all the way down to Fraley's on that drop-off. A lot of them around. I'd say every fourth or fifth fish is a blue or a sail. They're tying into some big blues all week long, and we've lost a few. They've released one that they figured was about 400 to 500 pounds, something like that.
Wow, jeez.
Yeah, so that bodes well for the Bisbee. The Bisbee's coming up August 1st.
Oh, Friday, yeah.
Yep, off to the races there. So hopefully they pick up a nice big fish. Inshore's been really good as well. A lot of big amberjack, big pompano, big pargo as well. We had a couple 30-pound pargos come in this week. Not much pressure there. Nice rooster fish. And as usual for this time of year, 50-pounders are common. 50-pounders are, getting released every day. The fly guys are doing well on them as well. But most of them are picking up a live caballito inside. Almost all the beaches are working and a lot of rooster fish around. Overall, pretty good fishing, you guys. Like I say, we've kind of missed out on the tuna on the outside end of the porpoise, but that should return any time. It's been good fishing.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, it's a great time to go. How do we get a hold of you, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or our website, RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Very good, John. Nice to hear from you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will, amigo.
All right.
Thanks, John.
I appreciate that very much. All right. Thanks a lot. Now, I've been told by Adam that the phone system has been resolved.
Back in
business.
So
you're going to actually talk to Adam before you go on the air, which is going to be a good thing, because Adam will get your information at 833-288-0973, and you'll be able to be in the running for that Fish Pros 6-inch Anza fillet knife that we're giving away today, which is really fantastic. Hey, our next San Diego County Ford dealer to remote is this Saturday, August 3rd at North County Ford in Vista. It's your next chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by the random draw, which means everybody can win, or the Shimano casting contest. It's a trip for one on the Royal Star fly down, fly back trip from Mazatlan. And I'm going on that trip. It's going to be great. It's in January, toward the end of January. Includes a round-trip ticket, LAX to Mazatlan on Alaska Airlines. You also can win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, AFCO on Hydros Gear, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglass, and we're going to give away a ton of stuff. Shimano Lures, we're going to give away AFCO clothing, AFCO belts. We're going to be giving away a bunch of Nomad lures and a lot more, too. You know, if you've been there, you're going to win something. Of course, the cowboy will be there with his famous donuts and cookies and giving away great stuff, he and Tommy P. And Grant will be running the casting contest along with Arnie. Going to be a great time. That's this coming Saturday, August 3rd at North County Ford and Vista. It's just off Highway 78. In Vista. And, of course, Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels will be our guest that day. So Mr. North County will be there for sure. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Dan? He's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
What's up, Dan?
I love the show. I'm a loyal listener. Been listening every Saturday and Sunday for over 2 years now.
Thank you, Dan. Great.
That's great, buddy.
And you're living in the home of Anza Knives right there in El Cajon.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really going to think hard about going down and getting one of these knives. My question is, you know, for the average guy, are electric knife sharpeners, do they hurt the knife, or are they good, or should I just toss my electric knife sharpener?
That's a great question.
They're good as far as convenience goes, but I wouldn't want to run my $190 Anza knife through one. So for an inexpensive knife that you just want to keep an edge on, great. But they eat up the blade. They eat up the blade pretty good. But they do put an edge on them. You know, it's okay, but I wouldn't want to put an expensive knife through it.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good to know. I mean, I wouldn't have known that. He's talking about, like, the little belt sander style
sharpeners,
not sure. I'm assuming.
Most of the electronic ones, little wheels and
wheels inside,
You run the knife through it, you pass the knife through it, and it kind of grinds on it. Yeah, it's a hollow grind, which I'm more like a whetstone, it's a flatter grind.
Yeah. Okay. Don, any input on that?
Yes, absolutely. At my house, I use a stone as well, and a steel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I use both. But a stone, I love an Arkansas stone. I put a little oil on there, and I'm good to go.
That's it. That's how we do it. The machines are convenient, yet they eat the blade up pretty fast.
Gotcha.
Is there a difference between a stone and a steel in which one a guy should use, or do they totally go hand in hand with each other and not the same, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, two different things. The stone's going to actually create an edge. It's going to create your angle. That's your stone. The steel maintains the little edge on the very, you know, we're talking
at
the microscope and you're looking at the edge. But as you cut, that little edge starts to fall off to one side or the other, and that's where you start losing your edge, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the steel reshapes that edge. But to get the actual shape of the cutting edge, that's what the stone comes
from. Got it.
Okay, that's a good explanation because so with the steel, you're not grinding any metal off. You're just reshaping
that edge.
Yeah, which is important to keep a good edge.
Yeah.
And like every other fish, just hit it with the steel. How many times?
Six, seven times,
yeah. And you're good to go.
The guys don't even think about it. It's like, they just...
While they're BSing with their buddy, ching, 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 boom, knife sharp again.
Yeah, the edge is reestablished. And
you feel it.
Oh, you can feel it. They go to the steel when they feel it, the edge is off.
Okay.
Then you'll see them hit it a few times and then, you know, it's back.
Yeah.
If you've never seen knives flying and fish parts moving at Fisherman's Processing, it's a show, and it is so...
Yeah, and they have windows you can watch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it is so, you know, spend a Saturday morning with the fam, cruise down, going to go check out Liberty Market. You have to go see Fisherman's Processing. One, the facility's beautiful, and like you said, there's a giant window wall looking right into seeing those guys move. It is unbelievable. Like no matter how much you think, you know, wow, man, I've really got this thing down. Go check those guys.
Best show in town.
It really is. It's really cool.
And you're right there at Liberty Market, which has got some great food.
Press your face up against the glass.
Totally.
Watch the fish go out.
What time is a good time to come do that?
pretty much any Saturday or Sunday you can count on from 8 to noon, it's fish or fly.
You're going, fish yeah. or going fly. Crazy. Especially now. You picked up a load of fish this morning.
We did. Off yeah. the Intrepid, yeah.
Yeah, so good load,
fish
right?
Flying right now.
Big load of yellowtail?
Yep. You'll see our new big Anza banner up.
Oh, okay.
A nice big banner up in the cutting room.
And then you can go in the front of the... Fish Pros, and you can buy the spices and rubs and the Anza knives.
That's the market, as we refer
That's
to it.
That's the market.
The market, and all of our rubs and spices, our smoked fish, our jerky, cheese, the whole line is there. We even have the gourmet cans. And
okay.
The girls are there right now. They're ready to take orders on knives. I've got a set of knives we're ready to sell. I mean,
we can go down right now and go buy a brand new Fish Pro 6.
Yeah, because these knives are all made by hand. It takes a while, so... They may be out of the one that you want, right, at this moment, while you build stock?
No, we got inventory right now.
Oh, you've got inventory.
Cool.
Absolutely. Okay. We have inventory right now, so we're ready to go.
Okay, good.
I dig it, man. Great. This is so much fun.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more of this great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's SNAPPINS.
Stop asking your smart speaker to give you the latest stock prices. You don't own any. Instead, listen to your favorite host talk about the Padres. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's jump in, find out what's biting out there, Ricky.
You got it, buddy. Today, the Catch Report sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, sensors, all designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before it gets dumped into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com or just get their affordable products at Wilson Marine and our favorite San Diego Marine Exchange
around the corner. I might add, too, that I've been having a little work done on the field research and turned off all the battery systems. I got an alert on my phone that my that I have zero voltage on my batteries.
The monitoring stuff that those guys are putting out right now is
good stuff.
That's the real ticket. To be able to know what's going on with
whether
your boat when you're at home.
Just pumping, everything. Whether your batteries are out, whether your shore power gets disconnected, whatever.
Because the second you pull away from the marina, you really don't know until you come back. And to have that sense of security on your investment in your boat and your pride is huge.
That's it.
BlueBGI.com. Pretty darn cool stuff. Let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Woolley, I've been seeing the social media from Dana War. There's some serious calico bass fishing going on right now.
They've been biting. Man, it's been a good week, and the sunshine's been the deal, and everything kind of coming together. So we're liking what we've been seeing.
That's awesome.
Sure.
So I dig
for us, no doubt, we're all about it. And this local fishing here on both our half and our three-quarter day trips, like you just said, has all been centered around that really good bass fishing. You know, the areas of kelp both above and below our harbor is where we're finding that good action. You know, the best bet this week was the fly line sardine, no doubt about it. Further down the coast, like San Onofre and down towards Barn Kelp, our three-quarter day boats have had that same really good bass fishing. A couple days, we had some dirty water come in with that swell, so we had to sneak in a little bit of rockfish to make up for that. But seeing more and more of that bass, we're also seeing some of this yellowtail movement on the beach. We're seeing a lot more than we're hooking. Todd Manser on the boardroom, too, had a nice one the other day, 30-pounder. You know, those things get into that kelp, and it's either make or break it kind of a deal, and he had a good shot and got that fish. But our better yellowtail counts far landing have been over at the islands there from the Fury. He's been at both Clemente and Catalina. I know Clemente on Friday, he had really good yellowtail in the morning and rounded his trip out with a more very good bass fish, and that stuff's starting to turn on over there. And then Catalina on his 5-to-5 trips, it's been very good. The hard part over there, though, has been finding something to work with away from the boat traffic. As you can imagine, that island's pretty covered up with skiffs because it's been very good. But when you can find those things biting, it's been very good, and there's been some bonito and some barracuda and stuff like that to fill in. And also yesterday, we had our first Dorado of the season, which is kind of cool to see up here.
Wow!
Yeah, cool. So Clemente took a little flyer off the beach on their 5-to-5 trip and found a kelp with a handful of fish on it and able to get one to take a fly line bait. And, so as stuff starts moving around out there and that water starts to creep up, we might spend some more time out there looking around. So that's what we got here going on. If you guys want to hop on a trip, call the landing. Phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us on the web here at danawharf.com. Use the code LOCAL, L-O-C-A-L, when you book online. That'll save you 25% on one of these trips. And then finally today, we got the Clemente Open Afternoon Half Day Kids Trip. Kids have a dockside seminar. They fish free with a paid adult. They got lots of room on that trip today. So if parents looking for something to do with the kids, slide on up. I would love to take you out fishing on that half day trip.
For free.
So cool.
Yeah, kids fish free with the paid adult.
That's a great deal here on the on a summer Sunday of all times, huh?
That's it.
The fish are biting.
Yeah, they're biting things again. We got our Orange County CCA banquet this afternoon, so we've got a busy day ahead of us.
That's right, yeah. Do you know, are there still tickets available at Dana War Sport Fishing?
You know, we may have a few there. Talking with Chris and Wayne, I think there are going to be a limited availability at the door as well. So things are looking good. We kind of got the turnout that we're hoping for, and I think there are some spots if people want to try and sneak in on one of those last-minute deals. I think they can pull that off today.
Yeah, that's this afternoon, and it's at the Dana Point Yacht Club, right?
Correct. 4-8.
Four to eight, and you can buy tickets at Dana War Sport Fishing or just go to the door and buy a ticket and go check it out. It's going to be a big event, a big casino night. You going to win?
I'm going to be busy making sure, things are flowing. I don't know if I don't really have very good luck with that kind of thing.
All right. Good man. All right, Brian, thanks a lot for that report. Great job. And Dana Wharf sounds like the place to be right now. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Have a good one.
Thanks, Willie.
Appreciate that. Have a great time at the casino night at the CCA big fundraiser for the Orange County chapter. It's going to be a good one. So that wraps up our maybe we'll hear from Gundy Gunderson soon, but
in the meantime, that's going to wrap us up. And hey, don't forget, the CCA On the Beach Surf Fishing Clinic is coming to San Diego. It's August the 2nd and 3rd at Carlsbad State Beach. You're going to learn right on the sand from Bill Varney and his team of experts on how to find bait and catch fish in the surf. To learn more about the upcoming Carlsbad seminar and all the seminars, of CCA Surf Fishing Clinics, go to surffishtackle.com. Click on the Seminars tab. Also check out fishthesurf.com, where you'll find all the tips, reports, and articles designed to help you become a better surf angler. Very, very cool seminars. Again, August 2nd and 3rd. Going to be very fun.
And speaking of seminars, this Thursday at the Bally High is the 35th annual Lou Duchesne Memorial Big Fish Tournament, and it is the Big Fish Kickoff Seminar happening at 7 p.m. at the Bally High Restaurant. Huge raffle, fantastic prizes, and your chance to get early bird drawings, too. And then, of course, lots of good stuff. Happy hour starts at 6:30, and then, of course, the event, the seminar starts at 7. So that's at the Bally High this Thursday, and that is, of course, the pre-event for the Big Fish Tournament, which is August 17th. So check it out. All right, our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Gundy? Good morning.
Good morning.
A little steamy?
Yeah, actually, weather's very mild here.
It's nice. And I tell you what's hot is the Corvina fishing. We talked about it, so you can continue. I'll start with a little hiccup here up in Santa Barbara, some good halibut fishing. And that's about the only place we had good halibut fishing up in that cooler water. Good halibut bite all week. Like you said, best halibut up there, flash minnows, swim baits working according to hook, line, sinker. Some cut anchovy also working, fish to 30 inches there. Wiley's reported, it's kind of interesting, wide open bat ray fishing. Big ones, 40 to 100 pounds. Checked in this week, slab mackerel's a hot bait. A couple thresh sharks off the Malibu pier, so game fishing for shoreline. Big fish in Seal Beach reported continued good Corvina fishing up there. Most of the fish in a 1 to 3 pound class with a few kickers mixed in. The sand crabs are growing and molting, and that was a hot bait this week if you could get a soft shell. And that usually takes a screen. You got to screen them out and find those soft shells, and it's worth your time. Ketchum Tackle reported good Corvina fishing on the peninsula there. Newport, the street jetties, the pier have been good stretches. Early and late's been better because the crowds on the beaches. 3 pound, 4 ounce was the big fish this week, taken near the Balboa Pier. Hogan's reported several more tanker Corvina taken in Dana Point Harbor. They had 2 more 5 pounders, Pete, and a 6 pounder taken in the harbor, one on cut anchovy, one on mussel, and one on a little 2 inch swim bait.
Wow.
I've seen those big fish. I've seen them in that bay and chased them around, and they are tricky to hook, but they might be in the mood right now, you know, so that's kind of a cool deal. And then finally, Pacific Coast also reported good Corvina fishing. Army-Navy Academy, South Carls, they have the best stretches. They weighed a 4-pounder, and then a guy released a 24 and a 26 yesterday. Soft shells are the key. And sand crabs are like lobsters. They have a hard shell on the outside, and there's a period when they grow, like right now the water's warm, lots of nutrients, so they're growing. And what they do is they'll pitch that hard shell off, and for a little period of time, a few days, they'll be soft while that shell hardens on the bigger body. And then that's the, boy, the fish really like them. They're like gumdrops, Pete.
Yeah, good job, Gundy. Nice. Good stuff, Gundy. All right, well, thanks a lot. Great report as usual, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Candy.
Appreciate that. Phones are packed, Rick. Let's jump into it.
Rick in Temecula, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Rick, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, a quick question for Fisherman's Processing. I shop about once a month. I drive down to the Tuna Harbor Dockside Market and buy whole fish down there. But I'm looking to try to maybe get some friends involved and get some of the bigger fish. They have wahoo occasionally. They'll have some big eye tuna occasionally. Those are whole fish. If I bring those to you from the Tuna Harbor Dockside Market, is that something you can process?
Yeah, we already do it. We do it all the time, guys.
That's a good call.
They buy a big eye down there or wahoo, like just like you said, and they just haul it down Harbor Drive and bring it to us.
Especially if you're talking, you know, buying a 100-pound fish with a couple of buds, and then the three of you split the cost, and then split the cost of processing. I mean, you end up with Fisherman's Processing table-ready product.
Yeah. Put it in that 5-mil bag, you're good to go for a while.
Yeah, and here's the thing, is that if you're going to make the investment in a good piece of fish, you owe it to yourself to have a professional cut it, because there's a difference. I mean, I'm telling you, even just taking yellowtail that we've caught at the islands, you take it to Fisherman's Processing to cut for you, and like the next morning, we'll put it on ice. Next morning, take a cooler to them. It comes back, And it's just like, how do they do that? How do they make it so perfect, right? And it happens in like 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's the secret right there.
Yeah, you're waiting for it.
It comes off the bone in the bag, sealed in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the difference between doing it at home or you're by yourself and you got to do every step yourself. It just takes too long.
So if Rick were to buy a fish on Saturday morning at the market and bring it over to Fish Pros, he could be basically done in the 10 minutes.
Yeah, pull up, go in the office, let them know you're dropping off some fish. They'll send somebody around to do the paperwork. We'll weigh up the fish, and you can wait for it same day, or you can have us freeze it and pick it up at any date you want.
Okay.
That's so cool.
And that's usually, that service is available 8 to 1 p.m.
8 to 1, yeah.
8 to 1. All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call, Rick. Appreciate that.
With kind of that in mind, you know, I obviously drop all my fish off with, you know, to get the Raymond treatment also. But you were saying, Sean, that probably the best case on a private boat guy like myself, like what turns out the best product afterwards is to let that fish stay on ice for a 24-hour period. That it you know, you've said in the past that the product tends to be better if, rather than being done at the end of the day of fishing and taking it right to you, that better to keep it like in a kill bag, totally submersed in ice, and let it stay on the bone in ice until the next morning, drop it off. That's what tends to yield the best product.
Yeah, it tends, like, it can be too fresh. I mean, if it's just, especially the private boaters, they're an hour away from the dock. Sometimes they just fly in there and that fish is practically still breathing, and that's too fresh to fillet. So, like you said, letting it sit overnight, lets everything, the rigor mortis or whatever you want to call it, lets all that go through the system, the fish relaxes, the meat's much better.
Much better, yeah. Especially in tuna, right?
Especially, well, yellowtail too. A significant difference. But
oh, really?
Tuna also, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But load that bag with ice, get the blood water out of it, get it clean, get it and just load that thing up with ice and keep it completely encased in ice. Bring it by the next day. That's where your best product
is
going to come out of.
Product.
Keyword is ice.
Okay.
Ice, be obnoxious with ice.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. We're on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego. Radio.com sports station.
This is Eric Hosmer from San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
Like I told him this afternoon, you know what you are. You're the Kansas City Eric Hosmer. And he said, I know it.
Padres play here on 97.3, The Fan.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people. My brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all Akrit reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For 2 live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat, it's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for or marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-7636 or check kingfishercharters.com.